This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Mary Jane Peters. The Beach Flats Community Garden in Santa Cruz has been at the center of a dispute that has lasted several months now. The publicly run garden is located on private property, and the owners want some of that land back, but the gardeners don't want to leave. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Beach Flats is a tightly packed neighborhood that sits in the shadow of the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. There's very little green space here, just two small parks and the Beach Flats Community Garden. That's where I met Emilio Martinez Castaneda on a rainy day. He's better known around here as Don Emilio. As the rain falls hard, he sits on a bench by a shed. A tarp protects him from the water.
I am always here, even when it's raining. I get here at 4 a.m.
Don Emilio has lived in this neighborhood for 45 years and grown food in this garden since the day it opened more than 20 years ago. That's when residents began to transform this vacant lot into what it is today.
We sow lots of things here. Flowers, chayote, corn, cactus, peaches, avocados.
It's not just the food. He says a whole community has grown around this garden. Parents teaching kids to plant and neighbors sharing the spoils of their work. There are 23 gardeners, and this is their community gathering spot.
I don't want that taken away from me.
While the garden is managed by the city of Santa Cruz, the land is owned by the Santa Cruz Seaside Company, the parent company of the Beach Boardwalk. After allowing the city to lease the land year to year for more than two decades, at the cost of water and sometimes property taxes, the Seaside Company wants to take part of the land back to build a nursery for its landscaping needs.
This shows the entire plot.
Danette Shoemaker looks at a map of the proposed reconfiguration of the garden. She's the city's director of parks and recreation.
And what the Seaside Company has offered us is about two-thirds, 60% of the existing garden.
As a purchase or a lease?
A three-year lease.
Originally, the Seaside Company hoped to take back the majority of the garden site while offering the city other plots of land in the neighborhood to relocate. The gardeners fought back, organized a march to City Hall, made impassioned pleas at public meetings, and started a petition. So finding a solution of sharing the space seemed like a victory.
I still feel stuck. There are many in the community who want the entire garden space, who feel it's unacceptable for us to try and reconfigure the garden in the two-thirds space. So I'm not sure what's going to happen.
The city wants the gardeners to move out so the land can be reconfigured and plots reassigned. Then it plans to begin negotiations with the Seaside Company to buy the land. But the gardeners want to stay until that deal is made.
We don't plan to sell the land. We've said that very clearly.
Chris Reyes is the spokesman for the Seaside Company. I reached him by phone while away on business. He says they offered the city a three-year lease to give it time to find a permanent solution.
You know, the Warriors Arena is built on land that we own, and we didn't sell that land to make the deal work. And so there's always ways to be creative and solve problems. But we're at a point where we can't even get to that solution and conversation yet. And it's very disappointing because it's stopping progress for things that everybody wants, which is a garden in the beach flats.
You can see that some people have put in some winter crops. There's some garlic right up here on the left.
Joe Bonanno is a former gardener and now a spokesman for the group. He says he doesn't want people to think the gardeners are ungrateful for all the years they've been allowed to use the land, but...
This community is the most densely populated community. It's the most needy community in Santa Cruz, and they really can't suffer to lose any kind of resources that they rely on for the food.
The city has set several deadlines for the gardeners to move out so that the space can be reconfigured. But so far, those dates have come and gone. The new deadline is Monday, February 1st. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.